Hello and welcome back to my podcast, Here to Grow with Honey. I am your host, Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Listen, let the focus be to remain focused no matter what. Don't get distracted by the people to your right or left. Listen, in this season, going into 2026, we have to have tunnel vision. Let all eyes be on you as you say, I shall win. This is my time. This is my hour to overcome. I am an overcomer. You know, we're entering into a time that what we say about ourselves, our mindsets, it matters in this season. Only the strong will survive. And I'm not talking about a falsehood. I'm talking about a surrendered strength where you are empowered by God, because you cannot do this life on your own. And especially if you are walking close with God, there is a darkness that is thicker than our eyes have ever seen. But when you come with light, that being that's the carrier of light, light, the darkness cannot consume that light. And I'm on here as a host of this podcast to make sure that our lights remain lit by us living in truth and serving God in spirit and truth. And so if this is your first time checking out the Here to Grow podcast, I'm honored to have you. I am the Queen Lady Honey, a daughter of the King, the Most High God. I study the lifestyle, the walk of our brother, Christ Jesus, and I am working on becoming his image, becoming his likeness. So when people come in contact with me, they shall see God. They shall hear God. They shall touch God. They shall know God. And they shall enter into an understanding that they are loved. You know, so before they come in contact with me, there may be some, some iffiness about if God exists, if God is real. But when I show up, all of that doubt, all of that fear, all of that worry shall cease, because they are standing next to a child of God who has the same resurrecting power that was housed in Christ Jesus. I am the same carrier of that spirit, the Holy Spirit, and that spirit is a part of the Trinity, the one person, the Godhead. And so because I have the opportunity to live in my temple as the vessel that I was created, I am here to showcase that God still lives. And if Jesus Christ was on earth today, I would like to be like some of the women that went out of their way to break an alabaster box at his feet, to make sure I fed Jesus, to make sure that I delivered the messages. And so although Christ Jesus is not here in the physical, he's still here in the spiritual realm. And so I still get to put myself to the test and say, well, prove that you would be a disciple. Prove that you would be worthy to walk with Jesus, not because of my worthiness, because I'm rags, but because of the blood of Christ that dripped from that cross, carrying the weight of my sin. And because Jesus could handle weight, God carries the weight of my past, my present, and my future. The least I can do is proclaim the good news. So if you are a first timer, you are in the right spot, because guess what? I don't want anything from you. I don't collect the offering. I don't have a Cash App associated with this. I am here because I am loved well. Right? So even when I was in last place, even when I was in a season of suffering, even when I was in an unknown place, I trusted God then. All because I had one encounter with God in 2018. It changed my life. God introduced me to this word called peace. I had not had peace until I you know, since I was a young girl. When I was in church, when everyone was just hooting and hollering, I was able to stand there and I was able to see the Messiah, you know, come alive in my mind and heart. And I'm like, you know, all I want to be is who you created me to be. So I never had a dream of being anything but myself. So whenever God would show me, he would reveal to me that I am who I am. That the woman that I am is enough. I don't need a title associated with Queen Lady Honey. When I show up as a woman, then I am enough woman for the room. I am enough mother for the room. My nurturing spirit shall show up. My nature as a woman is enough for the room. If there is a man in the corner that's deprived of love, of healing, and I'm sitting next to him, I am enough to get this man to the point of contact of help. Right? I am a resource of God. So the fact that you are here, you are winning. Because you get to listen and you get to hear a byproduct of a child of God who's been changed. And, you know, as I've been changed on the inside, I am able to overstand the assignment of transformation. Because as I changed from the inside, my inner man became my outer man, and my entire outer appearance, my outer shell changed alongside of my mindset. And, you know, my outer appearance, it shows that I take care of myself. I am not a woman that you will come in contact with, that you will play with. You will know quickly when you wrong me or if you're doing something that's defiant by how I address you. I don't let things linger. I address it in the moment because respect is non-negotiable. I cannot hear God if I'm disrespected, because there's something that's wired inside of me that has been in a posture of listening, a posture of owning myself, learning myself, that I cannot go into a state of deficit because I allowed disrespect to enter a holy place. So there is no room and no place in this hour for me to be dishonored. And whomever dishonors me, they have to be removed, because it's unlike the characteristics that I have for myself. So if you were looking for a person who was not looking to impress you, you are in the right room. The goal of the Here to Grow podcast is to make a great first impression and to have that impression be a lasting impression that you cannot forget that we were in the same space, enclosed in that same room, witnessing the same God at the same time. And you are able to rest in my peace, the security, and the safety of being exactly where you are. If that's in your right state of mind or out of your state of mind, you are still being kept by the sound of my voice, because this is exactly what your inner child needs. Someone who's making it less about them and more about God. And so, you know, with me saying all that, with that lengthy introduction, I want to turn our attention away from Queen Lady Honey and put our eyes on the true winner. In this hour, this episode is called God Winning. Listen, I've been able to witness God do the miraculous things in my life. And the best thing he's ever done is taught me the benefits of closed doors. He has opened my eyes and opened my ears to sounds of things that are said about me with no words being exchanged. When I come around people and I make people uncomfortable because I make eye contact, or I make people uncomfortable because, you know, I can't be controlled. I make people uncomfortable because I have knowledge. I make people uncomfortable when I sit in silence. I make people uncomfortable with my intelligence. They are afraid sometimes to stand next to me because they think that I'm reading them. Honestly, when I'm in a room full of people, I just want to protect myself because I know what purity is. Right? And I don't want to stain myself by having a disruption with poor character. And I'm not, you know, moved by people not liking me or not loving me because I grew up in atmospheres where I had to feel the energy that was being transferred onto me by women, by family members, by men who said that I was not their cup of tea. But it turns out those same people who said that they had no interest in me, those are the same people that are coming to have a look at my life to see God winning. So if you are in a place in your life and you're saying, I don't have exactly what I need to win, you don't need anything. When God is in the equation, God is enough. For with God, nothing is impossible. So if you say, you could put your husband in the equation. The Bible didn't say, for with husband, nothing shall be impossible. If you have a husband right now, you know there are some limits to what that man can do. But with God, nothing shall be impossible. And, you know, with me being a single woman, I have the opportunity. I have a luxury, a luxurious lifestyle of worshiping God with spirit and truth. No one can come in and say, hey, honey, I need you. I need you to come and emotionally regulate me. Or I need a prayer warrior. I get to pray to God when I feel the need to pray. I get to read my Bible. I get to get up. I get to self-care as I need to. And I get to see life apart from a significant other. I get to rest in the righteous hand of God. I get to see that God is winning, even in the just places and the unjust places and the righteous places and the unrighteous places. I've never been able to see God move because I was so focused on, you know, the relationships that I have. Sometimes even with my kids, sometimes I used to put the mother title over daughter title. But now I'm postured in a way that nothing comes above daughter. It's God the Father, daughter. I'm His. The best way to describe me is His. Because when I tried to sit into the relationships, you know, and make mantles of those relationships, there was no one that could fulfill me like God did. And I've gone to a sacred place in God that not even my children can fully understand it. I even tell them, hey, the places you're going in God, you cannot talk to common folk about the things that God is doing in your life, because when God prepares you for your winning season, everyone around you is going to tell you, don't take that course. Don't do that. You know, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't make that decision. I wouldn't date this person. Don't listen to the naysayers, especially those people who are not living a lifestyle of surrender. If you ask God something in your private press and you believe God can do the impossible in your life, then I need you to posture yourself to accept the role of being patient. Because as you are patient, that's where you get to endure the temptation of rushing God's hand. And when you allow God to withhold the blessing, It strengthens your faith. It strengthens your hope. It strengthens your trust. And while you're sitting in that waiting place called the patient sanctuary, you get to see the Father has nothing but good things for you. You get to see, though, you get to see the promise of, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And when you get to a place of fearing no evil, that only comes when you are in a waiting place. I am in a place in my life where God is winning. And God is winning by allowing me not to be the hate that hurt me. To not be a woman that covets or curse thy neighbor. To be a woman that doesn't have false witness against thy neighbor. All of this matters to me. Because I can't go to God and complain about a character that, you know, I'm now entertaining. I need to be in a place where I show God that he means the most to me by how I stand corrected when I have the same opportunity to be hateful. Will I be loved? I shall be loved. May I be loved. I give myself permission to have a conversation with honey and say, may I be loved. May I be salt. May I be a good taste. Because when I see people hurting, that's why when I go into places and rooms and people are intimidated, there is no reason to be intimidated by Queen Lady Honey. It doesn't matter what I can see. Because what I can see is a good thing because I know what to pray for. I'm not going to pray on you because that's what weak-minded people do. I'm going to pray for you and keep it moving because I am in a sanctuary with God and God has me in his temple and he's showing me. When people come around you, honey, are they able to rest in my presence? When they come around you, are you introducing them to your culture, the culture of, your skin? Or are you only introducing them to all things black? Or are you introducing them to a universal love? It matters to me that when I'm in a crowd of people that I don't treat a different culture better than the other culture. I need to have a heart for all because that's what God is. God is winning in my life because I've been in places and churches where there is a cultural divide. People do not know how to, be in relationships with God's people. And it blows my mind because I'm like, how can one say they carry the spirit of God, but they don't really know how to love people from that, from the healthy spirit that God has. There is no way you can be possessed by a spirit of God and you still only want to be in places where it benefits you and where you can just find yourself still associated with classism. Listen, that's wild. Because if we put ourselves on the other side of those that's in darkness, the last thing they want to do is come in contact with Christians who are resting under labels. Right? No. I don't want there to be any disassociation from God when it comes to me. I need people to say, listen, I am hungry and thirsty for a king. Here I am. I am a well. Search no further because God is winning in my life. He's not just winning financially. He's not just winning spiritually. He's winning in my language. He's winning in my eyesight. He's winning in my appetite. He's winning in my family, right? My family is being introduced to a kingdom legacy, a love legacy. So when you think about God winning, do you see your face on a billboard? Or when I'm saying God is winning, can he come and win your heart? Can he come and win your mind? Can he come and win your hands so you're no longer fighting man, but he can win your hands and have your hands war for him like he had David's hands war for him? Can he win your feet? And so instead of walking in places that you should not be, can God give you feet of peace? So when people see you come, they love to see you come. Can he win your ears, the things that you listen to? Because when God is winning, it looks different than what you think it is. Sometimes you just want to grow in fame for what? Why do you want to have so many people have access to you? The best thing you need is to have access to God. Be in his word, fellowship with God, and allow God to show you that he cares about you. And so do I. I care about you. And so I'm here today to tell you that God is winning in education. Because I am a child of God that works in the school system. And, you know, my God has not failed me. My faith has not failed me in the school system. I know there probably are people who are, you know, offended by my faith, offended by me carrying the spirit of light. But see, God is winning in my life that he terrifies. Terror. So if they come over and walk over to a person that's a harmless vessel of God, I'm going to put word on it. I'm going to put God on it. And I bet you any teacher or any person that comes up against me doing the God's will, I don't see them lasting. No, God's going to get his gospel to the people. And so, you know, my lifestyle has to say the word God without me saying the word God. So for you on the other side and you saying God is not winning in my life, honey. You know, the reason you feel that way is because the world has pumped you up to believe that you are all powerful. How dare we even allow you to walk around with that mindset and assume yourself to be the highest position, the highest authority? You need to repent for that heart of pride. I want to extend the invitation for you to really get to know God. And the best way you could do it is through your voice, through your confessions. Because if you're saying, honey, I want to have a season, better yet, a lifestyle of God winning. Listen, as a troubled child, I have not lost a battle. I've seen God take me from a dysfunctional family and create a functional woman, mother from that was created and birthed from a dysfunctional mother. I've seen God refine my image. I've never seen a woman like me in my family. I am one of one. And I have a daughter who's a princess who will keep my queen legacy alive. So I'm asking you to come alive on the other side of this. And when you come alive on the other side of this, I want you to come alive with hope. I want you to come alive with expectation. And I want you to say to God, I need you to be exactly who you are for those that believe in you when they can't trace you, they still trust you. Because as we go in 2026, all of those excuses that you use in the past won't work. God is going to turn up the heat in that mindset. That destructive mind that you use to destroy others is now going to destroy you. The tables are turning on you. So if you suffer with the spirit of narcissism, you need to ask God to forgive you. You need to repent and renounce that spirit. I'm telling you, it's not going to work. Everything you have done to a child of God is now become ashes on your head. It's going to be cold on your head because you have to know what it feels like to be hated, to be tortured, to be tormented. And I don't say that I disagree with the torment and torture, because although God is love, there shall be consequences. Because once you touch God's anointed, you need to know that that's not okay. So as you're coming out of your dark place, you want God to protect you like he's doing others. And so when someone cross you and treat you beneath the woman or man that you are, there shall be consequences for them as well. Because we only learn from a father who teaches well. And so it's been my honor to let you know that God is winning in this hour. And if you need a win, God is not lost, but God is not going to bless a mess. So if you're stressed out, you are the stressor. It's not the things around you. Whenever I'm not equally yoked with God, it's because I am worrying about something outside of my control. I'm worrying about the people warring up against me. And God was like, no, I'm winning. Until you see me lose a battle, then you worry. I say, yes, Father. Yes, you are my Lord and Savior. Emmanuel, God with us. Stay with me, Hosanna. 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 I will praise him. And so I thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time, I want you to go back and check in on some of those season 2 episodes, because it's all about a growth mindset. Don't leave your mind when you come here. This is some sophisticated learning, and I'm grateful that you guys are able to stomach some meat and potatoes. And in closing, I like to freestyle. Father, I thank you for winning my mind, winning my heart, and winning me back to the kingdom. I thank you for the adoption process, because I deserved a family better than the family I was birthed into, but I needed the family to see, to hear, to acknowledge what's beneath my identity. So I thank you for those that attempted to love but only hurt me, deprived me. And now, God, I have a choice to choose to be what I was raised in, or, you know, I get to choose that rebirth. And so, God, let everything I do going forward show that my actions are winning, because God is winning in my life. And for you on the other side, I know that this is your winning season. Let both of us claim it. And as always, I am Queen Lady Honey, honored to be here. I ask us to stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.